Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. The NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
On day 8, practice numbers 14 and 15, Eric Scalavino and Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly here to review it all for you. Andy, we just came back from the second of the two practices, and we were both inside and out. Thanks to Mother Nature.
It's kind of how we know this team, inside
exactly.
and out.
Exactly. Well said. Well put, my friend. So we have two practices to cover. Let's start with the first one because it was a full pads practice. There were some interesting developments.
Plus it was first.
We could go chronologically. List of players missing. Let's start with that. The usual suspects, Matthew Slater, Jonathan Wilhite, Brett Lockett, Thomas Clayton, Terrence Johnson, Gary Guyton, Nick Kazier, Myron Pryor, Ty Warren, Ron Brace, Mike Wright. All of them were not in full pads. Wilhite, Clayton, Johnson, Pryor, Brace, and Wright, those six were on the field working with the trainers doing their typical rehab stuff. Adding to that list in the afternoon, cornerback Lee Bodden, who during the morning practice suffered a little bit of a scary moment. One of our favorite drills, the pass protection, where normally we see running backs going up against inside linebackers or even outside linebackers. This time it was running backs versus defensive backs, corners, safeties. And Bodden was trying to do a spin move to try to get to the quarterback. And it was a little bit of a, we should say that it was a little drizzly and damp in the morning and the field was slick. Bodden slipped very awkwardly, came up holding his left hip, and was limping around. He did participate in one or two scout team kickoffs thereafter, but was noticeably limping down the field, came off, didn't really do anything in team period later on, and this afternoon we didn't see him at all. So as a result, Terrence Wheatley actually got a lot more run with the team defense at cornerback as a result. The other interesting note of the day, Andy, right in front of us in the media tent during red zone work, Tom Brady not happy with his offensive line. Sort of recap that a little bit for us as we saw it.
Well, the first hint of it was when he screamed at them, and I believe told him to get down in their stance, but just wasn't
happy. Use some expletives.
Yes, and kind of went on from there. Then when they were finishing up, he was talking to them as a group when they were done with the drill, and when they finished, he went to one sideline, the offensive sideline. The offensive lineman just went in the other direction, went to the far field, far sideline with the defense, then kind of huddled behind the drill way down the field. Brady stayed on the offensive side. Then he was kind of talking to Moss. Moss went over to the offensive lineman, talked a little bit to them. It was just, there was a little.
There was friction.
Yeah, friction.
Everyone
is a good
sucks
word
but
there.
Me.
And, you know, they ended up laughing. Welker came over. He put Brady's helmet on, was shaking his head. Copen was laughing. You know, they kind of played it out at the end, so I don't want to make too much of it.
No.
But
for a few minutes,
just
it was
wonder,
tense.
Frustration.
Tense.
You know, there's a lot of bodies rotating through in there, especially at guard. They haven't had a lot of success on the goal line. They struggled a little bit in 2 minute at times. Fred Taylor dropped the ball over the middle. So just not as crisp and consistent as clearly Brady wants it, expects it, needs it. You know, we've seen that competitor come out in him. He doesn't take less than perfect. And it's been less than perfect too often, I guess, for him, and just kind of bubbled to the top. So don't make too much of it, but he was a little upset at his O-line.
One of the things we also should note from the morning practice, Paul mentioned this in the blog and on the updates yesterday. You guys saw this in the night practice yesterday. Julian Edelman taking snaps with the running backs. He also joined that group in the pass rush drill very late in the stages there and got, I think, one, maybe two reps.
I believe one.
But one rep. Brandon Merriweather did what any defensive back should have done in that case and just sort of bull rushed him, take him by surprise. He's never really done it before and sort of just, you know, Edelman held his ground, didn't let him get by, but he absorbed the hit.
Certainly didn't wuss out.
No, not at all. But an interesting little twist with Edelman. You know, it's been a year that he's made the switch to receiver and has done very well, by all accounts, from what we've seen. Now adding a little bit more to his game. They're putting a little bit more on his plate, trying to see maybe if he can do a little something based on his college quarterbacking experience, where he wasn't really a throwing quarterback. He was more of an option running type quarterback. What do you make of the move?
I just think he's clearly one of your more intriguing athletes on offense. As a receiver, he needs to be in the slot. If Welker is as healthy as he appears to be, then Wes Welker's in the slot. You need to find other ways to get Julian Edelman involved. You know, part of that is the return game, kickoffs and punts. Mm-hmm. Part of that may be in the backfield, where you can have both Welker and Edelman on the field at the same time. The other thing I would say is we often praise Bill Belichick for covering all his bases and having his emergency list checked off. There's not really a backup on this team to Kevin Faulk. You know, all the other running backs are more traditional running backs.
Right.
You know, people have asked about Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. I don't think he can catch the ball well enough. I don't think he's quick enough. I think he's a more of a closer to a 4 yards in a cloud of dust goal line back than a third down back. Maybe Julian Edelman can develop into sort of a third down back if you're going to have to do that. One of the roles is pass protection. It's not just, you know, catching pass out of the backfield. At times you need to protect.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to do that. So I think it's just covering all your bases and finding a way maybe to get Edelman involved elsewhere in the offense.
A little banana in the tailpipe trick there?
I don't know what happened.
Okay. Any other noteworthy observations that you took from the morning practice before we move on to the
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
No, we're not.
Two-minute drill.
Yep.
Three guys caught passes. The old standbys,
Randy
Welker
Moss,
and Moss.
Welker.
Aaron Hernandez.
Yep, the rookie.
Who is becoming quickly a new standby with Tom Brady, getting a lot of extra advice, coaching, time, sideline, field, sometimes getting yelled at a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Even tonight we saw him getting a talking to, and he was kind of going over some stuff with Brady, but I thought it was interesting. Third and 10, 23 seconds to go. They needed a field goal.
Yep.
They didn't have timeouts.
That was a down and distance situation.
Ball goes to Aaron Hernandez to set up the game-winning field goal. He caught the ball twice in that two-minute drill or hurry-up drill at the end. That's a good sign, I think, for this
offense. Yeah, and you don't typically waste time if you're a guy like Brady with a guy who's not really going to be very important to you or your offense.
Right.
So I think even though he might be either upset or disappointed sometimes in what Hernandez is doing, the fact that he's taking the time
cares
to sort of nurture him shows that long term this is going to be someone who.
And I know we think he could be a key part of this offense, but we have to remember he's a fourth round pick.
Exactly.
This is not a first or a second round pick that automatically walks in and becomes a part of this offense.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that needs to earn his role. I mean, he's drafted later than Taylor Price, later than Brandon Tate.
Later than Rob Gronkowski.
Later than Rob
position.
Gronkowski. Now, a little bit of a difference there. You know, clearly Hernandez is developing sort of into a slot receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of balls he's catching, the amount of attention he's getting from Brady, good sign, I think, for him and his potential development in the offense.
So we went out there for the afternoon practice, started outside, and only within about a half hour or so had to move into the Dana-Farber Fieldhouse because
all hell broke loose.
Exactly. Storm clouds, as predicted, came through right around the 4:30 mark, maybe a little bit earlier. Some flashes of lightning, plenty of downpours, so moved it to the inside facility. Yes, thank you.
Got a banana in the tailpipe?
But it was just a walkthrough.
Do we not have the banana?
A glorified. Yeah, he played it before.
I played it a second ago.
Glorified walkthrough. Normally in the walkthrough, it's just actual T-shirts and shorts, so it's difficult to take attendance, but the Patriots did us a favor by wearing their actual practice jerseys out there, so it was easier to take attendance. And again, the same suspects from the morning, add Lee Bodden to that list because of what we talked about earlier in the practice, but not a whole lot to comment on as far as action because there's no hitting, but some of the things we did see, they worked on the passing game quite a bit, especially in the red zone.
And Aaron Hernandez caught
again,
a lot of balls again.
Right, and special teams worked on onside kicking.
Yep.
A couple of different personnel groupings in there to try to get the best hands team they could. Our friend Jake Ingram, the long snapper, doing his conditioning-type sprints on the sideline with Mike Wojcik and Harold
Certainly
Nash.
Looks like the conditioning run, although I'm assuming he already passed it since he's practiced
for the
first 7 days of camp, so maybe they just said, hey, you don't have to snap this practice. Get your butt over
right
there and stay in shape.
And maybe you could stand to lose a couple LBs for coverage purposes. No, you know, I'm just saying.
It is what it is.
I don't think he's fat. In fact,
no.
Think he could use an extra couple LBs to protect himself on the football field.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to look into reasons why he could be
Dude's
doing that.
He's got like 300-pound linemen and 260-pound linebackers in front of him on some of those punts.
Maybe the quickness is what they're looking for. You never know. Next time we talk to him, we'll have to ask him about that. And again, we touched on the Hernandez-Brady chemistry that's starting to develop, the two of them in discussing what look like pass protection basics or fundamentals or tips that he could pick up on. And the quarterback seemed very receptive to it, spent quite a bit of time with them.
Sure.
doing that.
Yes, he clearly cares at this point. Mm-hmm. How long that goes will depend, I think, on Hernandez and how much he's willing to put into it and how he responds to the coaching and criticisms, praise, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that's a nice development to keep an eye on. Defensively, I thought it was interesting. They worked on a lot of nickel packages, sub packages, three safety looks. Same one we've seen throughout camp. No James Sanders. It's McGowan, Chung, and Merriweather.
Right.
Doing some different blitzes. Actually, at one point, Sergio Brown came in, and I think it was Sergio Brown with Merriweather and Chung. Jimmy doesn't seem to be a big part of the pass defense at safety. And seems
but in goal line situations,
goal line, running situations, yeah. Even kind of first and 10.
Right. The big personnel groupings, he's in there.
Right. So I think that safety spot is an interesting one to keep an eye on, just as corner is. As you mentioned mm-hmm. earlier, Terrence Wheatley had a nice close to practice in the morning session with Lee Bodden banged up. Got his hands on a lot of footballs, dropped an interception. But I think he's had a nice camp being around the ball, making plays on mm-hmm. the ball, being in the area. And he's a guy that a lot of people thought came into camp maybe fighting for a roster spot, fighting for a job.
Yep.
You know, 2 years in, an IR year, kind of a lost year a year ago.
He's been trending up the last few days, last few practices at least. So for his sake, that's good news. One other quick note before we go. One other addition to the missing list today was Mark Lavore.
Yes.
The tackle. And that's sort of an issue because of all of the trouble that the offensive line has been having in this camp as far as just sheer numbers and as far as, you know, having effectiveness along the goal line, running the ball. It can't stand to lose another lineman.
I agree. Numbers are thin. At guard, they have more numbers, even though they're unknown. At tackle, the numbers are a little thin.
Right.
If Pazier and Lavore are out, you're starting to really worry. You have your boy Welch, and then I think you start scrambling. Bussey can play there, but he's played a lot of guard early. That tackle could be tested with another injury.
Which is why I think we saw the signing of Gajcek, a veteran with a lot of starting experience this week. Another couple of practices scheduled for tomorrow. We'll be here again for all of those. Check back again for the latest updates.
Peace out. Guess who? Guess what? An investigation? So what? Come through. I got a little stuff. Look too water. Watch it freeze up. Look, ma. Got a new car. To be proud of your son. He's trapped up. And none of you spent it. That's what no my don't care. Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.